I'ma kick it with you, Bobo. Check it, yo.
No question.
Ayo, what's the 411, hon?
What's the 411?
I got it going on, hon.
Ayo, I got it.
Welcome to the Pickleball 411. I am Coach Fig, along with
Coach Debbie.
And in today's video, we're going to talk about our video on YouTube, which was on the third shot drop. Coach Debbie?
Yes, we just released. It's doing, people are watching it. It's doing fairly well. But it's on the third shot drop. It's just a very basic on how to get that third shot drop to happen from the baseline. Because a lot of people, they suffer not being able to have that done. So we went into the house. Did you want to cover some of those?
Yeah, so the drop is very similar to a dink. So don't overcomplicate things. You're just going to use your shoulder to push up, lock that wrist, keep it out in front. And that's pretty much the drop. A lot of people just try to overcomplicate things by taking a big backswing. You don't want to do that. Just keep it out in front. And the further you go from the non-volley zone, you're going to use your shoulder more to get distance, not by getting a big take back. You can hit it behind you and lose sight of the ball sometimes.
Yeah, I'm just going to sort of go into that a little bit as well. What you need to think is this is not a tennis stroke. A lot of people on the baseline, they like to turn sideways and drive the ball, or and they're dinking, they're taking the same kind of length back as they would for a drive. It is not that shot. What you want to do, and if you'll watch the video, you'll see, is you really just want your stroke to begin at your hip, and then you're going to extend upward, and the higher you let that arm come through with your paddle, the more lift you'll get and the more distance you'll get to where it'll drop into the kitchen. What you don't want to do, as you did just say, is you don't want to take a big backswing and then get to the ball and then you're just like stop. A lot of people do that, and that's where they get those short balls that don't make it over, or they just lose control of it because they're kind of like giving it a kind of like a trampoline effect of just boing, you know, stop, and then the ball bounces in whatever direction your hand happens to be in, your paddle happens to be in. So we're trying to get away from that concept. What I would say, and this is just my approach to pickleball right now, is you should just get rid of a lot of backswing in almost every stroke you do. Pickleball is not tennis, and it's not supposed to be, and that backswing needs to go away.
Yes, I agree. And we didn't get into a lot of situational play in the video, but if you do have a poor drop shot, first of all, you need to practice it. It's going to take a lot of practice in order for you to get it. But if you still struggle with it, you still hit it a little high, you want to drop shot the player coming in, not the person established at the net already, especially if you have a tendency to hit a high drop. So that's one of the keys right there to hit a better strategies for a third shot drop for sure.
Right. And as you said, it's really a dink that just starts to get more height and distance. I would suggest having a practice partner and start at the no volley zone and start with a dink. And when you start to get that regulated, take your step back. And I'm sure we've seen videos and heard this over and over again. Work your way back to the baseline. But it really is the way to learn to where you can get more control, to where once you are under pressure to hit that third shot, you can, you know, have it controlled shot to where you're not going to launch it extreme. You know, the danger is one, either it's too short, right, and you hit the net.
Yes.
Or it's too high. And that's what a lot of people, I think most people kind of err on the side of it. It's just too high.
Right.
And it gets attacked. So.
Yes. Yeah. So going on to something else. So on the video, I stated that you need this in order to go beyond the 4.0 level. Before that, you could get away with just driving the ball. But after that, you do need the drop shot in order to be successful. So we're going to get into this in the podcast because the YouTube channel, the video itself was specialized on how to hit it instead of scenarios. So we're going to play a little devil's advocate here. So do you need a third shot drop to become 4.0 or better?
Yeah, and I think that our listening audience is aware that the game is evolving and changing, and the strategies of old are being expanded upon. And I'm gonna say that it's not necessary that you have it, but it's good to have it because that means that you understand the control of the ball, which I'm going to kind of cheat here and say you need to understand that control of the ball because there are times where you're going to have to be the no volley zone and dink. You're going to have to be able to control a dink. If you can't hit a third shot from drop from the baseline, you don't have those skills, and no, you're going to get frozen out at 4-0.
Yeah, so my answer is going to be, it's going to depend on the scenario. So if a ball is being struck at you deep and you're not in position, you really don't want to hit a third shot drop. You probably want to hit a drive and then do a fifth shot drop. So a lot of the players now are doing a third shot drive, fifth shot drop, but you still need to know how to do a drop. So especially with all these tennis players coming in, especially Jack Sock, who's just driving every third shot drive and then fifth shot drop, but you still need to drop the ball. So that is crucial. And then also, again, as I stated earlier, it needs to be in the right spot in order for you to do it. If you're jammed, it's hard to drop. So just look for the scenarios. If you think that you want to slow down the game because your opponent's speeding up too much, you also want to drop as well.
Yeah, I'm going to sort of speak in coach language. It's the toolbox, right? If the more tools you have, the easier it is to deliver your strategies, right? Because if you don't have a third shot drop or a fifth shot drop or a drive on the third, you can't put those strategies under the situation you're in currently if you don't have those tools, correct?
Yes.
So obviously, do you need to develop it? I believe you need to develop every tool possible. You need to be able to drop shot. You need to be able to drive. You need to be able to miss. Here's another one a lot of people don't talk about is just because you serve does not mean that ball is going to come back on the baseline. How many times does it come mid court? Can you hit a good drop from that position? Right?
Yes.
So you've got to be able to hit these drop shots and these drives from all points of the court. So that's my answer is yes, you do need to have them. But what strategies you use also depends on who you're facing, right?
Yes.
So, I don't think there's a definitive answer here, but definitely I'm just going to go and say you need it all. But let's say if you're playing at 3-0, 3-5 level, you can probably get by fairly well not having that third shot drop in your arsenal right away. Right now, you can drive a lot of stuff and still get by with it. But I would say my hope would be that you would want to work on it and develop it in the next 6 months.
Yeah, so what you want to do is when you get in these games, this is what I've preached this whole podcast, is just work on it. Don't care about winning every single match because your objective is to get better and start playing better players. And when you get to that level, you need to start mixing it up and not just be a one-trick pony. So you really want to practice. And if you don't have the time to practice on your own, where are you going to practice, quote unquote? So this is where you're going to practice. If you just decide to win every single game, you're just going to stay stagnant.
Yeah. And this is sort of, we were talking about topics for tonight, and we had another topic also in mind. I'm going to kind of put that in here a little bit. What's open play for? A lot of people take open play, in my opinion, extremely too seriously. Open play should be, one, a place that you go to, have a social interaction with other people. Another thing is you go there to try new things, right? Because you're gonna mix up and play different people, different styles and all that. If you're going to open play so you can walk away and go, I played 10 games and I won every game, then there's something wrong there.
Yes.
Because either you're not trying new things where you're going to mess up some, or you're playing way too easy people. My point is, let's go for a 50-50, a win ratio so that you can develop. Because if you're not practicing, like you said, most people don't go out and practice. Use this as your practice. You know, and if you go to open play two times a week, pick, you know, Tuesday is my day to work on stuff and Thursday is my day to shine, you know, but do something to where you're getting outside of your comfort zone and try these things out.
Yes, exactly. So is there anything else you'd like to add, Coach Debbie?
No, just I hope that you are checking out the YouTube videos. We do put a lot into it. We do a lot of thought. And Coach Fig, he's, you know, a lot of times on the visual. Coach Krista is also helping us with all of that. We do put a lot of time and effort into it. I hope that you're getting something from it. And if you could please subscribe, it would help us immensely. And if you can, you know, word of mouth, let other people know about us and about our videos, we'd appreciate that.
Okay. In that case, we're done with this episode. I am Coach Fig along with
Coach Debbie. Have a great week.
Thank you. And thanks for listening to the Pickleball 411.